Blog Talk Radio.
I'm
Right. thank you, our listening audience. And we just appreciate that fine support for all our listening audience. We thank you. Yes. Don't overdo it now.
Well, we appreciate
that. That's all right, though. We love you. We know you love us, and we love you for tuning in. We thank all of our listening audience. It is Tuesday, May 7th, 2019, and it is 11:05 a.m. Pacific Standard Time here in the San Francisco Bay Area. We thank those of you that have tuned in to Blog Talk Radio today to listen to this wonderful program called Chatting from the Word with your hosts, Oscar York and Chris Edwards. And we thank you, and we hope that this program is an inspiration, a blessing to you, and that we encourage you to let us know what you think of the program, and because we're here to aid you and to lead you in the way of Jesus Christ. And I like to say it is about 58 degrees and cloudy here in the San Francisco Bay Area, and it is a high today of 64 and a low tonight of 53 degrees. How are you doing, my brother York?
Hey.
In Miamisburg, Ohio.
Oh, we're beautiful here, brother Chris. We're having some warm weather, finally. The sun is shining. It's a beautiful, beautiful day. I believe it's in the 60s here. It's going to get in the 70s by 4 o'clock today, and I am so glad for the warm weather, you all. But if we didn't have warm weather, you know, if you got the Son of God, it's a sunny day all the time when you have the Son of God. So, Brother Chris, we're blessed here. We're blessed to be alive, and the Lord woke us up this morning to see another day, a day that none of us have really seen before. So within itself, that's a blessing.
Right.
So I'm doing great, Brother Chris.
Amen. And I second that emotion, my brother. And it's just wonderful coming on the air. Very refreshing each time we able to share the good news of Jesus Christ and to allow the artists of these melodious praise songs to be airing on this wonderful platform on social media, on Blog Talk Radio. And I like to say it's just wonderful. It's just a wonderful.
Yes,
and I think that, you know, we, the prayers that we be prayed on this program is definitely is a, it's so important to for the outcome of different things that people are facing in their life. When we pray on their behalf and we pray for ourselves and our families and you know, people that are going through different tragic events, and then we can aid each other. We can aid and pray to the Lord because
Amen.
The Lord is still in charge. He's still in charge.
Very much so. He's in control.
Regardless of what people may be perpetrating, and, you know, the evil that's in the world, God is still going to have the final say-so because we know that he's going to bring everybody into judgment.
Amen.
And, so all we need to do is trust him and keep our faith and keep our trust and hold on to God's unchanging hand. And he's the everlasting arms. We have to realize that. Yeah. And so, ready to go, my brother.
You got lost words, Chris. But before I play our first election, I've been so busy all this morning answering emails of people from the Lincoln Network. Really enjoy the show. A couple of them, maybe several of them, emailed me and said, we have a great, great show. I think that is one of the biggest compliments that we have ever had from someone. This person, she's a radio personality also. She has a radio show. I don't want to tell you who she is because I didn't get the okay to say who she is. I told her to keep watching our show as keep listening to our show as we listen to hers. So she came on a link in and sent me a message, and I am so happy about that. So I've been answering emails all morning and recording new songs that I'm going to play on this today. And we're getting to play one of them right now. I had Joe Snell. I don't know if many of you have heard of Joe Snell, but Joe Snell sings Some Kind of Wonderful. Some Kind of Wonderful. And we're going to have that for you at this time. Some Kind of Wonderful. Oh, he is wonderful.
Go.
Very much wonderful. And here we go.
All right.
I'm so glad.
That was Joe Snell, Some Kind of Wonderful. He is definitely wonderful, my friend. We serve
right.
a risen Savior, and he definitely, definitely wonderful. I love that song, Brother Chris. It just got to me this morning when they had sent it to my email address for me to listen to Joe and listen to Joe Snell, and I love his music. Came through the Church TV network, and I'm so glad that they're working along with us. And Joe Snell, Some Kind of Wonderful, and Jesus is definitely, definitely wonderful.
That was a nice track. Yeah, that was wonderful.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, just like
yes,
the song
sir.
Says. It was. That was pretty classy. Yeah. Yes, sir.
Right. We here chatting from the Word. We hope that we are putting a snout in your Christian walk. We hope that you are enjoying what we are bringing on the air through Chatting from the Word, Blog Talk Radio. We hope that you are enjoying the music that we're playing, the message that we have, and
that's right.
And doing our prayer time, as Brother Chris said previously. So we hope and pray that we are lifting your day and allowing you to know as a Christian you can have all the happiness in the world, Brother Chris.
That's correct. You got it. You got it, my friend. All right. So what's up next, my friend?
I'm
you
waiting
got
for
it
you,
going,
Brother
man.
Chris.
we thank your listening audience for tuning in to Blog Talk Radio today. As always, it's a pleasure to air this program on the air and chatting from the Word with your host, Brother Oscar, and me, Brother Chris, so that we can put, as Oscar put it, we can put a snap in your Christian walk.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And if you want to call and just talk with us today, and you can do it today, that's fine. The number is 657-383-0883. If you want to talk with us and just chat with us, and that's fine. And if you have a testimony, although we're going to have another segment soon called the Testimonial Moment, but if you want to call and have a testimony now, that is fine. If you want to talk with the listener to encourage them to keep in there for the Lord, and everything will be all right regardless of what they are facing or going through, and that is fine. The number is 657-383-0883. So do that. Do that. That be your desire. We're going to play another song, Brother Chris, and this song got my attention, too. I started to record her a couple of months ago, and I don't know why I didn't do it. And I seen her again this morning. Now, so I'm going to get this song because I love it. Her name is Terry Mays, and she could really, really blow the music. Oh, she's good, Chris, and I know our listeners really will enjoy her. And here she is, Terry Mays, with Safe in Your Arms. Terry Mays. Safe in
right.
your arms. And where is it? Now, here we go. That's the same one, isn't it?
Yeah, I think that's the same one we started out with.
Here we go. Here
sounds
we go.
Good, though.
Yes, it did.
Pain is gone.
My friend, when you're going through some storms, you can have peace in crisis arms. He can give you that peace that passes all understanding. He give you that peace while you even must go on through the storms. You can understand why. Get into the body of Christ and find safety in the arms of Jesus Christ.
That's right. That is so right. Definitely right.
No doubt, Brother Chris.
All right. Well, we're going into our prayer time mode now.
Yes, we're getting ready to go in our prayer time. And if you have a prayer request that you want Brother Chris to pray for, the number is 657-383-0883. If you have a prayer request, call it on in. If you want us to pray for, because we all go through something, and we all need prayer to help us through some things that we are facing, that we are all are going through. So if you have a prayer request that you want Brother Chris to pray for, the number is 657-383-0883. It was Peter who said in 1 Peter 3 and the verses 12, "For the eyes of the Lord are over the righteous, and his ears are open unto their prayers. But the face of the Lord is against them that do evil." Brother Chris.
All right. Let us go to our Heavenly Father in prayer at this time. Father God, we approach your throne of grace and mercy this hour. We thank you, Lord, for allowing us to experience another day of life on this Tuesday, Father. And we thank you, Father, for allowing us to overcome a lot of the setbacks that we've had within the last few months. And we've lost some people of the family, loved ones,
man.
Father, but we must carry on. We must carry the torch and in life, and to be there for those that depend on us and need our encouragement and love, and Father, that we can be a source of spiritual strength. And we thank you, Father, for your strength, because you have made a difference in our lives through your Son, Jesus Christ, who is the way, the truth, and the life. We pray, Father, for those of our listening audience and that have been through some traumatic experience, that are going and maybe mourning, or have some loved ones that may be suffering through terminal illness, we pray a special prayer, Father, that you can provide them with your healing power, Father, to heal, if it's your will, Lord, their illness and the sickness, and that, Father, in the process, they will be glorifying you and praising you and thanking you, Father, for deliverance from whatever disease or whatever sickness that they may be suffering at this time. We pray, Father, for those, Father, that have went through other tragic events, Father, and those that are victims of violent crime around the world, Father, with all these horrific attacks. We pray, Father, for those that are believers in Christianity, Father, and those that may not share our religious conviction, but they do believe there is a God. And, Father, we pray that for healing for all people. We pray, Father, to get them through the events that they have suffered, and we pray for the families of those and those that have lost loved ones through these tragic events, Father. We pray a special prayer also, Father, for our elected officials that are, especially from the White House, Donald Trump and his administration. We pray, Father, that President Trump will and his administration will enact laws that will make for peace, tranquility, and goodwill for all. We pray, regardless, Father, of who's in these elected offices, Father, that you're still in charge, Father. But we hope that, pray that they will, Father, through your wisdom, and that, Father, through prayers such as this will make a difference. And, Father, we know that you ultimately will make sure that the people of God are protected, and that, Father, as long as we are faithful and to the cause of Jesus Christ, Father, that you're going to see fit that because they serve us, Lord, and we know that that regardless of what goes on in the world, that, Father, and sometimes you allow evil to run its course, but, Father, we know that ultimately that all people will have to face you in judgment, and their eternity will be decided. Father, we pray for those that are incarcerated. We pray, Father, that perhaps this program, if they're listening, that maybe it could be a source of inspiration to direct them to Christ and Father, and for healing, and Father, to allow them to get themselves back on track, Father, and to look for you and your Son for direction for their lives. We pray, Father, for those that have been out of fellowship of the church, Father, that need encouragement, that have fallen away, and Father, that we can be a source of encouragement to them and show the love and to admonish them and to realize that, Father, they have a soul that's going to exist eternally in one place or the other, Father, and that they need to make it right with thee, that we can lead them back to the cross and lead them back, that they will come back to the fold, Father, and to align themselves with the will of thee and Father, and that allegiance to Jesus Christ and the church and work out their salvation. Father, and this is our prayer for all. Thanking you, Father, for another day in this life that we can have an opportunity to share the goodness of thee and through your Son, Jesus Christ, in whose name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Brother Chris, for another fine
absolutely,
prayer.
My brother.
And we hope that you pray along with him and he prays for something that is on your mind or all that is bothering you. At this time, if you've been listening to us, you know we ask for sponsorship for you as our listeners to get a chance to sponsor us here at Chatting from the Word. We don't ask that much. We only ask $1, $10, $20 a month, or whatever your finances can bear. You can support Chatting from the Word and help us to keep Chatting from the Word on the air. Now just imagine if 20 people send us $1, that's $20. If 10 people send us $10, that's what, 200? If my math is right. But please help us
right
here, Chatting from the Word. We pray that you can do that. Send whatever your finances can bear. There's nothing wrong with supporting a program like this because we are doing some good in bringing souls to Jesus Christ. And church leaders, my elders, deacons, ministers, if we have brought traffic, a routed traffic your way, if we have put a snap in your members' walk, Christian walk, if we even brought joy into your life and you all preached the most dynamic sermons that you ever preached before, put us in your budget for 2019. Help us out here to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ all around the world because this program do go all around the world. So help us
amen
out here, Chatting from the Word, to lead others to Jesus Christ. Now, if you wonder where to send the money to, I do have a PayPal account. You can send it there to Oscar York 3443 at gmail.com. You can use PayPal, but if you do not want to use PayPal, give me a holler. Give me a holler. Email me and let me know which way you want to do it. I'm on Facebook. I do have an email account, OscarYork3443@gmail.com. We do have a web page, OscarYorkPublishing.com. And you can send a lot of to there. But while you're there, I do have a bookstore. I have published two books, A Peaceful Place in the Storms, God is in Control, which sell for $21.50, and Bridges of Friendships, which also sell for $21.50. And if you want to purchase both books sell for $43, and proceeds will go towards Chatting from the word. And you know my motto, when you read, you get knowledge, and with knowledge comes power.
Power.
Yes, sir.
That's right. You can reach Brother Chris at lowercase c0615@gmail.com. You can reach Brother Oscar and I on Facebook and Messenger, and also on LinkedIn.com. So Brother Oscar and I are on LinkedIn.com, and also I'm on Instagram. So there are a variety of social media platforms that you can reach us on, and let us know what you think of the program on Blog Talk Radio, Chatting from the Word. And if you are or not part of our religious persuasion and religious conviction, we encourage you to come on the air and to let us know what you think. And if you have any constructive criticism, or if you have any testimonies that you'd like to share with us, or any prayer requests, that's why we're here, to assist you and to leading you in the direction of Jesus Christ. And we also are open. This is an open forum, so we want to share with you the gospel of Jesus Christ and lead you in the way of the cross. And because we, as members of the churches of Christ, we believe in the accuracy of the Bible. We believe in the validity of the Bible, the prophecy of the Bible. We believe in the authenticity of the sacred scriptures of God, the Holy Bible. So we're going to get clarification, and we're going to answer your Bible questions with Bible or scripture, so
Amen.
That we'll be all clear on what thus said the Lord, because it's not Brother Oscar's opinion or thoughts or ideas about apart from the Word of God. It's not Brother Chris' ideas and thoughts and opinions apart from the Word of God. It's what thus said the Lord, regardless of how we feel about it. We want to make sure we on point with God through the sacred scriptures of our Lord. And that's what it's all about. Isn't that right, Brother Oscar?
That is correct, Brother Chris. And that's the only way we know how to spread the gospel, is with the Word of God. We're going to play another selection for you before the message.
Yeah, my brother Oscar, he's gone. Let's get your Bibles now. Everybody is listening. Get that sword.
Yes, sir.
Brother Oscar is going to be talking about part four of supporting the ministry of the gospel. So let
Amen.
Us get that word. Let us get that sword, because our dear brother is going to bring it to us after the next song. And we looking forward to listening to you, my brother. And it's always
Thank
a pleasure
you,
every time we come on the air. So let us be ready and prepared. After the song, we will bring to you our dear brother in the presence of Brother Oscar York. All right.
Thank you.
All
brother.
Right.
We're going to play our next lesson.
Absolutely.
With acapella singing Holy City. Acapella singing Holy City.
Oh,
Right.
That was a cappella, Holy City. What?
Oh, nice. Nice.
You're going to sing around the song, Brother Chris. What
that's right. Doing? That's right. And so here, without further ado, we're going to bring to you our dear brother, Oscar York, with today's message. Take it away, Brother York.
Thank you, Brother Chris. I appreciate the introduction. But I got plenty of time to deal with it. I usually do it in just 10 minutes, but we got 17 minutes to go, and I'm going to stretch it out here, you all. So I just want to talk with you for a little while. And I'm pushing support for the Gospel of Christ, the ministry. And I truly believe here, what we do here, Chatting from the Word, is a ministry. And it's going out in different places and many homes. And it's helping people. And the reason why I know it's helping people, because I talk with them. They tell me that Chatting from the Word is a big part of their day. So basically, yeah, what I'm trying to root for right now is the fact that you help us out here, support us here at Chatting from the Word. But the question I want to ask you right now, if Apostle Paul was living today, would he use the internet? If Apostle Paul was alive today, would he be using things like the laptops or desktop computers and presenting a program like Chatting from the Word, a program that would go to different churches, different places, and different homes? Will Paul do that? As we read in 2 Timothy 4, beginning with verse, let's begin with verse 11. Here Paul, writing to Timothy, said, "Only Luke is with me. Take Mark, bring him with me, for he is profitable to me for the ministry. Tychicus have I sent to Ephesus, the cork that I left in Troas, and Carthus. When thou comest, bring with thee the books, but especially the parchments. Alexander the coppersmith did me much evil. The Lord reward him according to his works. Of whom be thou ware also, for he hath greatly withstood our words. At my first answer, no man stood with me, but all men forsook me. I pray God that it may not be laid to their charge. Notwithstanding, the Lord stood with me and strengthened me, that by me the preaching might be fully known, and that all the Gentiles might hear, and was delivered out of the mouth of the lion. And the Lord shall deliver me from every evil work, and will preserve me unto his heavenly kingdom, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. Salute Prisca, Aquila, and the household of Onesiphorus." Here Paul was telling Timothy to bring him the parchments. The parchment was a kind of paper used to write on. And I believe a reason why Paul did that, so that he could write the many churches that he encouraged to be. All right? And here Paul wrote Here he's in prison.
Yeah.
But he still, he still wrote to many churches that he began and encouraged them to keep the faith. He encouraged them to live the life. He encouraged them to have faith in Jesus Christ. And like I said in the beginning, I believe that Paul, if he was alive today, if he could have used the usage of the internet instead of using parchment paper to send the letters to other churches, I believe he would have done that if he could have
had
the technology of today, my friend. So don't believe, I know some of you might get in your mind that it is so, what word can I use here, Brother Chris? It is so wrong to put a ministry like Chatting from the Word. It is nothing wrong with it, my friend. Because like we said, I believe if Paul had a chance today, with technology as it is now, would use this technology or the internet to connect with the many churches or with the many Christians that he can to get the gospel of Jesus Christ out there. And I know this message is not just for those that are not in the church, but if those that the altar, but for those that are in the church. I want you all to help us here to keep Chatting from the Word on the air. Send your proceeds, send your gifts, send your money, send whatever you can to help us to keep this program on the air. Now, if some of you feel like it's wrong to support someone like this, don't you know Paul received support? Don't you know churches supported Paul when he was confined in prison? He was able to send parchments out to other churches to encourage them. Paul was able to have a ministry. Oh, my friend, don't think it's wrong to support a ministry like this. But for a little while, I want you to turn with me quickly to, I believe, Philippians 2. And we want to read there what's going on there. Philippians 2. Verses 25 through 30. And let's deal with this for a little while. Here Paul said, "Yet I suppose it's necessary to send to you Epaphras, my brother and companion in labor and fellow soldiers, your messenger, and he that ministered to my wants. For he longed after you all and was full of heaviness because that he had heard that he had been sick. For indeed he was sick nigh unto death. But God had mercy on him, not on him only, but on me also, lest I should have sorrow upon sorrow. I sent him therefore the more carefully, that when you see him again, you may rejoice, and that I may be the less sorrowful. Receive him, therefore, in the Lord with all gladness, and hold such in reputation, because for the work of Christ he was nigh unto death, not regarding his life, to supply your lack of service toward me." What do you think Euphrates was doing here? He was a messenger. And he was sending He was helping other churches to support Paul in his gospel. Oh, my friend, if Euphrates was sick because he said he was working in the gospel of Christ, he was working in the ministry, helping Paul get across to the churches how wonderful Jesus Christ is. Don't you see the importance of the gospel of Jesus Christ? If one would get sick unto death to get the gospel out there, if Euphrates was able to give his life for the gospel, what about you? What about you? What about you? What do you give in return? Christ.
That's right.
Died on the cross for you. Christ opened the door for salvation. Christ welcomed you into his body. What can you do for him? What will you do for him? Have you given your life over to Christ? Are you concerned about the gospel being preached all over the world? Are you concerned about lost souls? Are you concerned to be the example that lost souls can see so they can ask you about your faith in Jesus Christ? Are you concerned, my friend? Brother Oscar's not on his first box. I don't think I am. But at the same time, we want you all to support us here for Chatting from the Word. Those of you who feel or believe that it is wrong, is nothing wrong with supporting a work or ministry like this. Because if it was wrong, those that supported Paul back then was in the wrong, and they was not. Because Paul accepted gifts from them. Come with me again to, I believe, Philippians 4. And we were just in Philippians 2, but just turn your pages to Philippians 4. And many of us, we use this, especially verse 13. But many of us, we use this. And we want to begin with verse 11. Not that I speak in respect of want, for I have learned in whatsoever state I am therewith to be content. I know both how to be abased, and I know how to abound everywhere in all things. I am instructed both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. Like I said, many of us use that scripture for strength because Christ do give us strength. But we don't continue on reading. But let's continue on reading to see what Paul is really saying here. Although Paul said in verse 11, I don't speak in respect of want, for I have learned in whatsoever state I am to be content. And then he dropped down in verse 13. He said, I can do all things through Christ, which strengthen me. Now, verse 14 opens up a different picture. Paul says, notwithstanding, ye have well done that ye did communicate with my affliction. Now, ye Philippians, know also that in the beginning of the gospel, when I departed from Macedonia, no church communicated with me as concerning giving and receiving, but you all. For even Thessalonica, you sent once and again unto my necessity, not because I desire gift, but I desire few that may abound to your account. But I have all and abound. I am full, having received Euphrates, the things which were sent from you, an odor of a sweet smell, a sacrifice acceptable, well-being to God. But my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Now to God, our Father, glory forever and ever. Amen. Salute.
That's right.
Every saint in Christ. Here, Paul is saying now, these churches are really helping me. Paul is saying, Euphrates once sent about the gifts to me. And if the gifts that they sent were so important that Euphrates give his wife, it is important to give to the gospel today. Many of you that you are wondering how to give, I say PayPal. I'm on PayPal. There's nothing wrong with that. Or you can contact me any kind of way you want to give. That's all I have to say. Brother Chris.
All right. Now, we're going to offer by invitation the gospel of Christ. Thank Brother Oscar for that wonderful message on supporting the ministry of the gospel. And you've heard the word. Do you believe it? Well, you wouldn't listen to this program if you didn't believe in Jesus Christ. So having heard and you believe in Jesus Christ, are you willing to repent? Repentance is like what Jesus told those Jews. He says in Luke chapter 13, verse 3, he says, I tell you, nay, except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish. So repentance is a mandate from God to change the way of your attitude regarding your own life and to turn to Christ for deliverance for your sins. And that we must turn to Christ and commit our life. Are you willing to acknowledge him as the sweetest name on mortal tongue, Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, and commit and surrender your will to him? Then you're willing to be baptized for remission of sins. In Acts chapter 2, verse 38, when the Apostle Peter on the first Pentecost following the resurrection of Christ told them in Jerusalem, he said to those Jews, said, what shall we do? They were pricked in their heart. And Peter told them to repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. So if you're willing to repent and be baptized, that baptism is a submersion in water, contacting the blood of Christ by immersion, cleanse you from every past sin you've committed. And if you and then when you come up out of that watery grave baptism, you have been purchased by the blood of Christ. You are added to the church. You are added to Christ's church, which he purchased with his own blood, Acts chapter 20, verse 28. And you are added to the church, added to the body, because the body and the church are the same thing. To be in Christ, Galatians chapter 3:27, is to be in the body of Christ. Isn't that right, Brother Oscar?
That is correct. And good invitation. We hope and pray that you desire to be in the body of Christ. And it was nice chatting with you today from Chatting from the Word. And we see you all tomorrow, same time, same station. Have a wonderful day.
Amen. Have a blessed day, everybody. Thank you. God bless.
Yes, sir. We still got time. There you go. Bye-bye.